Vice President Atiku Abubakar has won nearly 1,000 court cases related to his candidacy over the past month and remains very optimistic that he will ultimately get a court to set aside his disqualification.
My reaction, it was not unexpected. Anyway, I will continue to challenge this in the court. I will go up to the Supreme Court. And you know, at the end of the day, if the courts vindicate that I am wrongfully disallowed to contest this election, any election that would have been held, which I am a party to, will not stand. That is the law.
The opposition party, Action Congress, nominated Abubakar, but the Electoral Commission says the Constitution bars him from running because he has been indicted for corruption by an administrative panel. Supporters of Abubakar say his exclusion undermines the credibility of the poll, which will lead to the first civilian-to-civilian transfer of power in Nigeria's history. An Abuja High Court has ruled that the Electoral Commission has no power to disqualify candidates. Emma Iziazu, head of Election Watchdog Alliance for Credible Elections, says the electoral body's actions could compromise the integrity of upcoming elections.
If they continue this way, if things are not rectified, it is clear that the outcome of the elections are not likely going to be acceptable to Nigerians. Because in terms of disqualification, the courts have made it clear that INEC has no power to disqualify.
The presidential election is scheduled for April 21, while elections for state governors are a week earlier. Election Commission Chairman Maurice Iwu denies the Vice President's disqualification was politically motivated. He insists the Constitution is very clear on persons indicted.
Anybody in his rightful mind expects that a commission that is established by law, that derives its whole authority to conduct election by the Constitution, to just stand aloof and fold this arm. So our job, as it were, is more or less like shifting the apples from the oranges. We don't make the apples, we don't make the oranges.
Abubakar's exclusion has raised fears of a violent backlash. More than 10,000 people have died in uprisings since the return to civil democracy in 1999. Dan Fulani Mohammed, a professor of law at the University of Abuja and an expert in defense and national security issues, says the implication is grave for national security.
No matter how this is interpreted, either by the courts or by the politicians themselves, it has national security implications. And that is what I call on our politicians to think of. Free level playing ground should be provided for candidates. And therefore, accusations, backdoor decisions should be removed in the name and interest of Nigerian nation. The logic is simple. We are in a competitive political terrain. Definitely it has followers. Definitely it has sympathizers. And anything that is political is collective. And it has reverberations across the entire land.
Nigeria, which has a population of 140 million people, is Africa's most populous nation and its largest oil producer. Obasanjo and Atiku have ruled Nigeria since 1999, after nearly three decades of military rule. The two men fell out shortly after they were elected for a second term in 2003. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.